Hello, hello, hello. Happy 4th of July. Hope y'all had a great, great three-day weekend, because most of us did have a three-day weekend. So my morning is starting off fabulous. I had a brand new phone, completely forgot that I didn't log into everything. So guess what I had to do just before? I had to sit here and fight with my stupid phone so that I could talk to y'all lovely people. And guess what didn't work very well? Yep, you guessed it, my phone. So don't get me wrong, I love the fact that it's a 5G phone, but it can make it difficult connecting to certain apps and certain servers, i.e. this one, because, well, you know, not everybody's up to the 5G. But I made it, I got it, I'm here. Give me a minute, I'll be right back. All right, we're back. And as some of you know, some of you don't, I will be celebrating my 36th birthday come this Sunday. So I haven't quite decided whether or not we're going to do an episode next week, simply because I just don't want to do nothing on Sunday. And that's usually when I record and I push this out on Monday. Reason being is because who doesn't want a goofy ass on Monday brightening up your week? I mean, come on. I know for me, I love being a goofball, making people smile the whole nine. Anyway, we have been just busy, 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 mostly at home, just doing the damn thing. Not really much to say. Gearing up for getting back to school. Oh my gosh, the kids are going back to school. What the hell? Like, they go back in less than a month. It's ridiculous because they just got out. At least it seems like they just got out. But they didn't. They go back August 2nd. Oh, but I will tell you this much. I do have something really kind of crazy coming up. I have surgery coming up. Because, well, I got these really, really flat feet. And they really, really cause a problem. Because, well, yeah, they really, really cause a problem. Kills my back, my hips, my everything. My whole body is just falling apart. And, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. So I'll be laid up for a little bit, not too terribly long, but be laid up for a little bit. Not a big deal. Do it over the weekends so that I have the weekend to recover, get back to work, get back to you guys. Just get back to doing what I do. I mean, I absolutely love what I do. I have the absolute pleasure of working with some of the greatest people. Plus, I get to chat with you guys every week. I help people out. I get to do almost every single thing that I love to do. Only thing that I don't love to do is I don't love my fugly face on camera. I know. I shouldn't talk that way, but, you know, sometimes you feel that way. But when we get back, I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit about some mental health issues. Because, you know, with Mama Doc being in the state that she's in, all of us, the gang, is just, we're going through it, and sometimes it's good to be able to say, hey, you know, let's do this. We're good. We're okay. It's normal. So we'll get into that for a little bit when we get back. Alright, so we're back. And getting back on that discussion. Mental health can be really, really a taboo discussion. A topic that not many people like to talk about. Because let's face it, not a lot of people actually like to say, hey, you know, I got a fucking issue. And for me, it's, hey, you know, I do have issues, but let's deal with it. I mean, how often do you hear somebody say that? Not very often. How often do you see somebody be as open as I've been with my mental health, with my family, with everything? I mean, it's just, it's not typical. It's not what you would call normal. And a lot of that is because for people, mental health equals fuck you, you're stupid, you got issues, blah, blah, blah. And that is so not the case. I will openly admit that I, not only do I have mental health issues, but I take meds for it. Do the meds always work? No. Do I always take care of myself the way I should? That would be a double hell no. And right now, with the way Mama Doc is, it's been really hard because I haven't been able to take care of my needs. I haven't been able to take care of my mental health because as the matriarch of the gang, I have to be able to go ahead and say, hey, you know, I need to be there for everybody else. I need to make sure everybody else is okay. And I need to go ahead and make sure that no matter what's going on, I'll be able to be where I need to be. And that can really take its toll. I mean, I'm sleeping a ton because, you know, I slip into depression easily. And I will admit fully that I am slipping into a very bad depression. And it's not anything that anybody did. It's not anything that anybody has control over. It's just, it happens. And right now what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to be open and honest, and in hopes that I'll be able to say, hey, you know, I'm recognizing this. I'm owning this. I'm going to not only own this, but I'm going to change it. I've got to stop being everybody everywhere. And I have to make sure that I'm keeping my cup as full as I possibly can. And sometimes that's hard. I mean, hell, there's days I don't even want to get up and go to work, but I have to. And it's simple things like that that do, honest to God, keep me going. But for me, it's just, it's so hard trying to balance all of that and still take care of myself as well as the gang. And I really, really, really beg of you, if you know something is going on, even if you're not sure what it is, I beg of you, please go seek help. There are so many options, so many agencies to help you. Don't suffer in silence. Don't do it alone. hell, if you need help, reach out. Shoot me a voice memo. You don't have to tell me your name in the voice memo, nothing. Or, for that matter, email me. Email is britney@luckyhula.com. If you need help and you don't know where to begin, email me. Let me know. I'll reach out. I will keep it totally anonymous. I will let you know, hey, this is where you need to start. This is some of the things that you can do. And that in and of itself is an outlet. That's an outlet for you to be able to say, hey, I need this help. I don't know where the fuck to get it, but she'll help me out. And I promise you, I will give you all the information that I have in order to help you. But at this point, that's going to end the show. And if you need anything, again, just email me. I will be there for you. Again, email britney@luckyhula.com. Love you guys. Be safe. Take care of yourself and one another.